This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, by the way, I guess hell is freezing over because it's snowing in Vegas right now, on and off for the last hour or so. And it's supposed to snow most of tonight throughout the Vegas Valley, at least on my side of Las Vegas, my side of town, which is now the Summerlin side of town. And in the Spring Mountains, it's snowing. In Mount Charleston, it's snowing. They get about a foot of snow. But more importantly, in Vegas itself, we expect an inch or two of snow tonight. The forecast says snowing 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2. Great chance of snow all of those hours, so it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be outside playing with snowballs and sleds here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it'll be the third, at least somewhat significant, snowfall in Las Vegas in the last couple of weeks, which is unheard of in the history of Vegas. So hell must be freezing over. Snow in Las Vegas. It is beautiful. It's going to be a winter wonderland in Las Vegas. And it's beautiful when it snows here. We're going to have Bill O'Reilly in just a second. We'll also have Laura Loomer on the show tonight as a guest. I don't do too many guests. Yesterday I had Kip because the economy is so important, stock market so important to all of you. And tonight I have Laura Loomer because she's got an important story about being banned from Twitter and her experiences with Chase Manhattan Bank as well. So we'll find out momentarily what happened there. But let me give you a little bit of news story. So I told you President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have announced that the ISIS bride from Alabama is not allowed back in the United States of America, and I think that's great. But guess what? Islamist group CARE is now advocating for the ISIS bride who is barred from the U.S. providing free legal assistance. So Trump and Mike Pompeo ban her from the United States, and CARE takes her side and provides free legal assistance. Why is it important? CARE is the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And who's supporting CARE but Ilhan Omar, that congresswoman who's been in so much trouble and so much controversy, an Israel hater, a Jew hater, condemned by her own Democratic leadership for anti-Semitic Jew-hating remarks. And she is speaking at a fundraiser for them in the next few days. Isn't that just perfect? Isn't that just perfect? She's not just someone who supports Jew-hating. She's not someone that supports returning ISIS warriors who hate America and want to kill Americans. She is someone who supports terrorist organizations, because that's basically what CARE is. They were an unindicted co-conspirator in one of the biggest terrorist trials in the history of the United States. More good news. Empire actor Jussie Smollett is now officially a suspect in a criminal probe following his fraudulent hoax attack on the streets of San Francisco. They say his indictment is imminent to come in hours, not days, in hours. And how about this one? A surveillance video is now out showing the Nigerian brothers linked to Jussie Smollett's fake attack buying red hats and ski masks for a fake MAGA attack, meaning they wanted to smear and slander every white straight male in America who supported Donald Trump, anyone who wore a red MAGA hat. That's what I call a hate crime. He should be charged, and they should be charged with hate crimes. Of course, they're going to turn state's evidence against him. Now the Nigerians will be against Jussie Smollett, and they will tell the truth, and they will be, I assume, no jail time of any kind. But he should get hate crime legislation against him. You know, hate crime charges against him. Can you imagine what it could have turned into? Thank God we didn't have riots in this country. Thank God policemen weren't hurt. Thank God property by the millions or hundreds of millions wasn't burned to the ground. Thank God we didn't have another L.A. riot. Thank God we didn't have white people murdered in America where someone said, this is for Jussie Smollett. And then they killed him. And meanwhile, it would be like yelling fire in a movie theater, right? When there is no fire and someone gets trampled and dies. You literally led to their murder. You encouraged their murder. You fomented the murder with your false charges. This is a bad guy. Jussie Smollett, your career should be over. Never appear on TV again, and you should get charged with hate crimes. You should be in jail for many years to come. All right, Bill O'Reilly, I had a chance to talk to him earlier today. Always great wisdom. Without further ado, King of Cable News. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root here with the great Bill O'Reilly, the legend of cable news. Bill, great to have you with us again.
Thank you, Wayne.
So as usual, the unbiased New York Times is slamming President Trump for obstructing justice in the Russia probe. A probe of what? Haven't we already concluded there was no Russian collusion? So now he's obstructing justice in a probe about nothing. Sounds like a Seinfeld episode. What say you?
All right, I wrote my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, and I said the New York Times report, which is one of the most boring articles I have ever read in my entire life, it never ends. It's like buying land in the Sahara Desert, Wayne, or land 50 miles outside of Vegas. All right? There is absolutely nothing there. And the reason is that if you or me or anyone on the planet were facing a lawyer who we once trusted, who's now saying terrible things about us, we would have conversations with other people about, what can we do? Who should we go to? Who might help us in this bad situation? If you are charged with obstruction of justice, that means that you committed an act. You did something. Conversation about theoretical things or brainstorming, that's not an act. Even the New York Times admits, nobody did anything. Nobody changed any prosecutors or moved anybody around. And it's all anonymous sources, as it always is in the New York Times. Invisible people, you know. So I'm reading this article. I go, there is absolutely nothing here. If this article were about Barack Obama, it never would have gotten into print.
All right, and President Trump, in response to that kind of biased liberal journalism, says that the New York Times is the enemy of the people. What would you say about that?
Well, they're my enemy, and I'm a person. I mean, they've done everything they could possibly do to try to hurt me as an American citizen and a broadcaster. So I can't, I guess I got to recuse myself, because I know better than anybody else that they're the enemy of me. And I never did anything to them. It was all ideological. I was too powerful. And they didn't like my point of view, I guess. So I don't have any problem with President Trump calling them the enemy of the people. I despise the New York Times.
All right, Bernie Sanders, 2020, he's now in the race. As if there weren't enough extreme radical socialists and Marxists in the race, we have another one. And he claims to have raised $6 million in the first day, which I assume is true. What does that say to you about Bernie and where our country is right now?
Well, first of all, you're not giving Bernie Sanders enough credit, Wayne. He was the first socialist. He was the guy who started it all. All right? So to me, he's like the Walt Disney of socialism. I love Bernie. I think Bernie is as entertaining as a politician can be. I don't think I've ever listened to Bernie for more than 30 seconds, so maybe my analysis isn't really right on. However, Bernie has two really bad things on his resume, Wayne. Do you know what they are?
Well, I certainly know that he was kind of a relationship therapist who wrote a column once saying that rape is what women fantasize about all day long. So I'm assuming that's one of them. And I know he honeymooned in the Soviet Union.
No, that's excellent reporting by you, by the way. But that's not. Here are the two most terrible things on Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, resume. You ready? He's white.
Okay.
He's a man. No, we're good.
And he's straight. There's really three.
I never make those kind of judgments.
Well,
No good. Sorry, Bernie. You know, you're 112 years old. You're a white guy, and you're a man. So you can't run on a progressive ticket.
On the Democrat, certainly not on the Democratic Party's ticket, right?
He's not a Democrat.
Let me throw you one curveball.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, he's a Democrat socialist, right? All right, so one more curveball. I want to ask you, just came out. Yes. All right, independent. Just came out moments ago that the ISIS bride from Alabama who called for Americans to die cannot return to the USA. Secretary of State made that announcement. Obviously a good decision by the Trump administration, I think. I want to see what you think.
Well, I thought Saban was trying to recruit her for the Crimson Tide in Alabama. So that's gonna be a blow to that program. I would have allowed her to come back if I were president, and I would have tried her in a court for terror-related activities and sent her to federal prison. That's what I would have done.
All right. Well, that's a good choice, too. I don't mind either one of those two. But, of course, the Democratic choice is just let her in, like everyone at the border. Let them all in. Let them assimilate into American society, even though we know they once wanted to kill Americans in the public.
Yeah. The progressive view is if she doesn't like Trump, see, we'd have to ask her about Trump. So if she's against Trump, we let her in and let her register to vote for California.
I always thought you were one of the most brilliant guys in the world, but I never thought you were funny. You're funny, man. You've got a good sense of humor. You've gotten very very light, very quick on the feet. I like it. Thank you, Bill.
That's because, before I talk to
Bill
you,
O'Reilly.
I have any cocktails, Wayne.
Just like the weekends, you know? You got to drink to forget. Bill, have a great time. Thanks.
Okay.
Bill should take it on the road, right? He should take it on the road with an HBO special. The Bill O'Reilly Comedy Hour. Good stuff. By the way, the Mueller probe is just about over. It's over. I haven't even talked about it much lately. It's such a joke. But Attorney General Barr is going to announce the end of the Mueller probe next week is the word out there. Thank God. Be right back. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now! Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, breaking news. Jussie Smollett charged, finally, officially. I said it was imminent. I told you I broke it. In the first hour of my show, it was imminent within minutes or hours, not days. He's been charged with felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report after allegedly staging his attack. They've got video of the Nigerian brothers who were extras on his TV show Empire standing in a hardware store buying red hats to try and make them look like Trump MAGA hats and buying ski masks so they wouldn't look black. They could put ski masks on and you could assume they might be white, and they screamed some epithet, the N-word, etc., etc. It was all staged. And by the way, I'll stick my neck out. I said this from day one, and I'll do it again. It was staged, not only the attack, but the thing that precipitated the attack. He got a letter saying racist and homophobic things. That letter was written by the Nigerian brothers, I would argue. I'll say my opinion is, allegedly, I'll bet you money they find that letter was written by the Nigerian brothers because they cut little words out of magazines like the old Zodiac Killer and the old Clint Eastwood movie. And I guarantee you they got that from the movies. The whole thing was a scam. They had fake white powder and a hazmat was called. And that's what started this whole thing. Before he even had the hoax attack, it was a hoax letter, I'm willing to bet you. So Jussie Smollett officially charged. Unfortunately, he faced a lousy 1 to 3 years in prison. He should be charged with a hate crime and face 10 to 20 years in prison. He tried to turn the whole world against white male straight Trump guys like me. And it's disgusting. It's outrageous. Can you imagine if I faked a crime to try and frame black people in America, Hispanic people, gay people? Can you imagine if I framed a crime so all gay people would be hated by white straight males? I'd be the public enemy of the entire country, and I'd face 100 years in jail. But you know the way it is. Anyway, two sets of rules, one for liberals, one for conservatives, in this media, anyways. Fake news, fraudulent media. biased media. Central banks are on a gold buying spree, a 50-year high gold buying spree. It's because they know what I know. The world's awash in debt. And I love Trump, and I think America's going to have a great economy, and there's not going to be any big recession because of Trump's economic policies, because of his lower tax on corporations, and because of his slightly lower tax on people, and I think he should go much further for individuals, and because of his deregulation, I do believe we will avoid any massive recession, but the world will go into one, and the world is under massive debt. And so you need gold. So give my friends at Tangible Investments a call. There's a million gold companies out there. There's one I believe in. There's one that sponsors this show. There's one that writes the checks and signs the front of the checks. You don't have to, so you can watch the show free. Their phone number is 800-780-9000. Tangible Investments, 800-780-9000. Once you buy from them, you will never buy from anyone else ever again. They're that good. Their customer service is that good. 800-780-9000. They have done billions of dollars in transactions that could show you how to protect yourself, protect your assets. This is wealth insurance. You can own a little bit of gold. It can go a long way. If the dollar fails, if currencies around the world fail, if there is a debt crisis, you want to own gold. And that's why, by the way, I'm not saying that, well, gold is doing badly. Gold is going up every single day. It's at a 5-year high right now. It's been sitting between 1,000 and 1,200. Now it's at 1,300 and about 40 or so. I didn't see today's close, but it's gold's on a nice run, really great momentum. So give them a call, and you also have a chance, if you qualify, to get a free American Gold Eagle retail value, $199 from Tangible Investments. Call them at 800-780-9000. You don't get the $199 gift free for buying something. You get it just for calling. If you qualify and you can prove you bought gold or silver before, 800-780-9000. Give them a call right now. More good news, by the way. Trump demands $2.5 billion back for California's high-speed rail failure and pulls a $929 million grant. California thinks they're so cool, and they think they're so rich, and they claim they have a surplus. First of all, they owe in government pensions about $500 billion. It's probably more like a trillion. They claim a $500 billion. It's probably a trillion. They are a runaway bankrupt state. They can never pay their bills. They can never pay all the government employees and government bureaucrats the $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 pensions they owe them every year for not working for the rest of their lives. Second of all, they only have a surplus because they raise taxes dramatically. So they ripped you off. They robbed Peter to pay Paul. Then they claim they're fat and happy. And third of all, if the federal government pulls back $2.5 billion on their boondoggle high-speed rail they lost $88 billion on, they're not going to be so rich anymore. They're going to be poor. You should pull all their federal funds. I don't know why Trump has not attacked sanctuary cities and an entire sanctuary state. Withhold all federal money from sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. And while you're at it, cut off all welfare for illegals. You claim you want to come to this country? Great. Come legally and come to work. Don't come for welfare. Don't burden me because you made a decision to come here. You come here, you pay for it. From now on, no more welfare of any kind when you come to this country, legal or illegal. Wayne Allyn, more now. That's what should happen.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump does not believe his second meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will be the last.
Chairman Kim and I have a very good relationship. I wouldn't be surprised to see something work out.
The president also had a prediction regarding the meeting next week between the two leaders in Vietnam.
We've made a lot of progress. We've made a tremendous amount. That doesn't mean this is going to be the last meeting, because I don't believe it will. But we have subjects to discuss which will be very fruitful.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett was officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the police on Wednesday for allegedly filing a false police report in connection with his attack claims. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain are affecting 200 million people across the United States, and 39 states are seeing the effects of that winter weather. Places that don't usually see snow, such as Las Vegas, Nevada, could be seeing snow for the second time in 4 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV, our Power Hour. By the way, you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. As a matter of fact, I'll be down for the next few days, so I'll be reading every email. So no three-hour show Thursday and Friday, going into the hospital for kidney stone surgery tomorrow, and I'll be off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday resting, and hopefully all is well. God is willing, I'll be back on Monday for all of you. If I miss one more day, maybe I'll be back on Tuesday. But I should be back at him 100% by then. So I'll be reading every email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear your thoughts on what's happening in the world today and what you want to see on my show. You can also email Newsmax at any time. That's war@newsmax.com. War@newsmax.com. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I'm the capitalist evangelist, and I love special companies. The management team of Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. My kind of company, your kind of company, oil and gas. Love these guys. They make America great. They make North America great. They make capitalism great. They make middle-class people's lives better by producing cheap fossil fuel, not grossly expensive solar and wind energy fuel. The management team is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value, one of the all-time great rises in the history of Wall Street. They own over they control over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. You can find out more about them at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Their U.S. ticker symbol is FTMR. Go check them out, FTMR, Fortum, F-O-R-T-M, resources.com. We've got our guests here. Normally we take calls, and I've got a bunch of callers on the line. I'll try and get to as many of you as I can in the last segment. We've got Laura Loomer with us, conservative investigative journalist, and she is kind of exhibit A for what's happening around the world. Corporate America is a bunch of liberals and a bunch of commies and a bunch of creeps and a bunch of sellouts and a bunch of rhinos and a bunch of D.C. swamp deep state losers in a conspiracy to screw over conservatives. And that includes Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and I guess Chase Manhattan Bank, too. She got banned to kick off Twitter, Laura Loomer, for saying nothing bad, just telling the truth. And now she's been locked out of her Chase bank account. What the hell's going on in the United States of America? This isn't America. I've never recommended you cut out liberals who like Obama from their bank accounts. I've never said liberals can't speak on Twitter. How could you do this to conservatives? Laura was protesting today outside Twitter's headquarters in New York City. Laura, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, it sounds like you're not doing well because these guys are screwing with your life and try to stop you from earning a living.
Yeah, in a way I'm not doing well, but I try to stay positive because these people, at the end of the day, they want nothing more than for me to be sad, and they want nothing more than for me to give up and quit. But, you know, I'm not going to let them get me down, and it has gotten me down in the past, but you got to keep on fighting and fight these people because that's what they want to do. They want to destroy us, which is why they banned me from Twitter for posting facts about Ilhan Omar. I was banned because I said she's anti-Jewish, something that even Nancy Pelosi herself has said. And then I got locked out of my, access suspended, not just locked out. They suspended my access at Chase Bank on my online banking.
Now, how can they do that?
Well, I don't know, but I was in a cab, and I was trying to pay for the cab, and all my cards just stopped working. And then
But have you checked into it? Is it possible that something went wrong with your online account or that the code got screwed up?
I spoke with them today because what happened is the story ended up blowing up on social media and their executive office called me today.
Yeah, and said,
get more information. And they wouldn't give me the reason as to why my account was, my online account was suspended. But they were chatting with me. And they said, well, is there anything, you know, that you would like to talk to us about? And I was like, yeah, I would like you to talk to management about why you're sending customers of Chase Bank. Two of my friends this week have received notices from Chase Bank telling them that they're banned. And Chase Bank is now teamed up with a group called Now This. You know, Chase Bank gave SPLC, I believe, $7 million. And now they are banning conservatives. They're banning members of the Proud Boys. They're banning veterans. They're banning and targeting conservative individuals, Trump supporters. And this is very concerning that you can be banned or be locked out of or have your access suspended for your online banking account.
Let me jump in for a second. There's two things, Laura. Laura, there's two things that have never made any sense to me at all. Doesn't Chase understand that, A, 63 million Trump supporters could all blackball and blacklist Chase and take all our money out of Chase and cancel our accounts, and Chase would be destroyed? We could destroy them much easier than they could destroy a few individual conservatives if all of us collectively went against Chase. Are they out of their minds? And, B, in my opinion, you should hire a lawyer and sue them for $1 billion. That this is racism, this is prejudice, this is everything that is against America and American values. You can't ban someone because they're black. So how could you ban someone because they're a conservative? It makes no sense. Who could be allowed to do this?
Well, unfortunately, it's happening all across America. I mean, I was permanently banned by PayPal a few weeks ago. That's how I made most of my money, was on PayPal. So they're banning people. And you know what their excuse was, Wayne? They told Newsweek that Laura Loomer's values aren't our values. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. I have no idea what it means. I know that I personally do business right now with several people who are liberals. I couldn't care less. I may hate your politics, but if you and I can make some money together, one of my best friends is a liberal in Chicago, another best friend's a liberal in Vegas, several of my best friends are liberals in New York. We may not be able to talk politics with each other, but we could all make money with each other. You'd have to be mentally disturbed to want to give up 63 million Trump voters as your customers. How stupid could you be?
Well, look, I mean, these people, it's a mental illness, you know, they are really deranged with this Trump derangement syndrome, and I think that they really want to disenfranchise us, and I think their thinking is, well, what we're going to do is we're going to intimidate and silence people and bully them into voting for Democrats, because we want to intimidate people into thinking that if they don't vote for a Democrat candidate, we're going to shut their banking off, we're going to ban them on Twitter, and unfortunately, it's happening to a lot of people. I mean, conservatives have been denied service when they're out to eat. Things are happening in this country to people, and they're using certain people as guinea pigs to see how far they can get away with it. So you described me as Exhibit A. Well, yeah, the social media companies are using me as a guinea pig to see how far they can take this without there being outrage. So they saw yesterday they took it a bit too far when they suspended my access to my bank account, which is why I assume that after One America News published their report today, in which I was talking about this, within 10 minutes, I got a phone call from the executive branch at Chase Bank. I don't think that's a coincidence.
My producer just whispered in my ear that I should ask you about your debit card. What's the story with your debit card?
Yeah, so the reason why it was very concerning to me is because I couldn't use any of my cards. And so I went into Chase, and, 2 days ago, my online account had not worked, and they had said I needed to call. You can see the screenshot. It said call to resolve.
Okay.
So I called. They didn't resolve. Then they say you need to go to the Chase branch and show them two forms of ID. So I figured, all right, well, I'm a little busy, so I'll just use, my other card, right, if I can't get into my online account because maybe it was an online glitch. But then when this happened, I realized, well, it wasn't really an online glitch. And then when I see how two of my friends who are Trump supporters also, they were banned by Chase this week, it's not really much of a coincidence now, is it? And there was another story. In the last week, there have been three stories of conservatives, not including myself, who have been banned by Chase Bank or had some issues with their Chase Bank account. I do not think this is a coincidence.
Well, let me ask you something. It's one thing to not be able to, say, use a Chase credit card. Horrible, and I think you should sue. I think conservatives should boycott Chase if that's the case. But let's get beyond that. A debit card is your money in your Chase bank account, and all you're doing is sucking your own money out. It's like using cash, and they're holding your cash. Are you telling me they're not going to give your cash back to you?
They suspended my debit card, and they closed the debit card account, and then when I asked them for a temporary debit card because I needed to pay for my hotels and my expenses here in New York City where I'm on a business trip right now, they're like, oh, well, we wouldn't be able to send you a new debit card for several days. And I said, well, you could resolve this if you just gave me access to my online banking so that I could transfer money out from other accounts if you're not even letting me use the online banking system. Because the other day, all I wanted to do was pay off a credit card, which was at a maximum limit, so I could use the card, right? And they wouldn't let me because they wouldn't let me access my online banking system. I tried to do transfers on Zelle so that I could pay my my colleague. They wouldn't let me do that. They canceled all my transactions. There's an app called Cash App, which is tied to my Chase bank account. They wouldn't let me do the transaction on Cash App.
Laura, you've got to hire a great lawyer and go after these people. And if I was you, I'd actually hear it. Funny as it sounds, I'd also go to the ACLU. As funny as that sounds, I hate them. They're liberal, but they usually fight for civil rights. And this is a violation because they've got to understand if you're banned as a conservative, the next bank could ban a liberal. Any liberal could be banned for your political views by a conservative banker or a conservative on Wall Street. They could steal your Wall Street account and tell you to bounce in. Someone's got to set an example and sue someone, and you could wind up with $50 million. You could wind up rich because of their persecution of you. Go after them, Laura. Laura, we got to run. Sorry everything that's happened to you. Laura, let us know. We can help in the future. We'll have you on again. Laura Loomer. Call Chase. Call Twitter. Email Chase. Email Twitter. Comments. Let them know you're not going to accept this. We're going to boycott you. All right. I also want to mention Sam Landis. Good timing, because look what happened to me under the Obama administration. The IRS came after me, and thank God I found a great lawyer to defend me. Sam Landis, and April 15th coming up fast. If you need a great lawyer, Laura needs a great lawyer, but this is a tax lawyer. If the government is bothering you, IRS bothering you, make a phone call, free consultation with the guy I think is the best tax attorney in the United States of America. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, sponsor of this show. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. WeHelpYou.com, 800-934-3578. Call Sam Landis. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how much how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, Wayne Roots, sponsor of the show and of this segment, Cenogenics. They taught me the best diet, the best exercise, the best hormone therapy, the best vitamins, all the above. Trump makes America great again. Cenogenics makes Americans great again, one American at a time. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. Call them for your free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. Costs you nothing to call. They accept the call, toll-free, 888-YOUNGER. And then you pay nothing for the consultation, and you decide if you want to go on the Cenogenics program. 888-YOUNGER. All I can tell you is not only have a lot of people watching my show and listening to my radio show decided to join Cenogenics in their program, but so many of my friends have seen the way my face and my body has changed. Ago, I must have 20 friends who have joined Cenogenics. Quite amazing. 888-YOUNGER, and they're all raving. 888-YOUNGER. Ah, my computer's going off on its own. 888-YOUNGER. As opposed to older, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Did not take calls tonight. Ran out of time, so I'm going to take a couple of them real quick now. Let's take Sean in New York on line three. Sean, you're on with Wayne Root. Keep it tight now. I want to try and get in the fifth calls.
Right, get to it quick. From New York, first of all, this movement is going back many years. The media is the enemy of the people. Okay?
Yeah.
And you look at this, guy, the Chicago guy. He's trying to make it look like a white guy did that.
Right.
Okay. This anti-white movement is out of control.
And anti-straight males. They hate males. They hate straight males.
No.
Republican males.
It's anti-white.
White males. White, straight males. That's who they hate. That's it.
But look at the black guys who was chanting cracker murderers with the white kid with the Indian playing the drum.
Yeah. Yeah, but let me tell you before. You know, look, I agree with you. There's plenty of hate.
No one's playing it.
Plenty of hatred.
Show the
blacks towards whites in America. But there's also, keep in mind, plenty of hatred by white liberals towards whites in America. I think that's a much worse problem.
Of course. Because they're brainwashed. Liberals are spoiled. They're spoiled.
I went to Columbia University with a lot of them. They hated whites then. They hated everyone who made money. They hated white people. They hated anybody with power. They hated males. And they talked about white privilege then, 35 years ago at Columbia University. Hey, Sean, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Another smart New Yorker. Let's take John in Virginia on line two. John, or line three. John in Virginia. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Goodwin, real quick, because I know you don't have too much time. Three things about the train. Spring of 2017, I was talking to two guys who represented the high-speed rail in California, and
yes,
they told me, number one, that they spent the government money first, the money they got from the feds, before they did the state money, and they were supposed to spend the state money before they did the feds, and that was a stipulation of the grant. Number two, they already ran out of money a year and a half ago, and I asked them where they were going to get the rest of it, and they said, oh, private money's going to come flowing in, even though half the millions of people were leaving along with the businesses because of the tax situation. And the third thing was the killer. I asked them how they were going to get the train from Bakersfield up to Mojave, and they said they were going to tunnel through the Tehachapi Mountains, which is a physical impossibility. Have you ever heard of the Tehachapi Loop?
Yeah, there is no such thing.
Yeah, well, they had to do the loop because that was the only way to cut the grade enough to get the trains up the hill, and they were going to tunnel through the Tehachapi.
The liberals are all in a fantasy, John. It's just like Ocasio-Cortez. We're going to have planes that fly over the ocean. They're idiots, just like Elizabeth Warren. We're going to pay for everyone in America to get paid time off for child care. You know what the cost is? $73 billion a year. There's no money for it. There's none. Nothing. We're $22 trillion in debt. We're bankrupt. Obamacare sucked all the money out of the country. John, thank you for the call. Liberals are frauds. Great point, John. Last call tonight. Mike in Fresno. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Mike, you there? Well, Mike's not there. All right, Mike loses. If you're not there, you snooze, you lose. I have one last story to tell you. That gives me time to tell you. And I love it. This is a great story. 79-year-old woman calls an alleged intruder punk and shoots at him during a 911 call. 79-year-old Jackson County, Georgia woman used a 911 call to report a home invasion. This is a great story. Makes my day. Warms the cockles of my heart. And the Jackson County Sheriff's Office in Georgia issued a press release. This occurred in Commerce, Georgia. 79-year-old woman heard someone trying to get in the window, went to her back door to look out, at which time a black male was standing there. She warned the intruder not to come into her home. She called 911. The 911 call recorded the woman saying, "Come on up in here. I got something for you." The woman soon heard glass breaking, and she warned the 911 dispatcher she had a gun, and she could now hear the intruder upstairs in her house. The 911 call picked up the woman yelling upstairs to the intruder, "I'm waiting for you. If you come down those stairs, they're going to blow your damn brains out." The woman fires another shot and yells, "Come on, punk. Come on down those stairs." And the 911 dispatcher asks, "Ma'am, are you shooting at him again?" Jackson County Sheriff's deputies arrived, arrested the 20-year-old Hans E. Rogers, charged with burglary and home invasion. They didn't give the 79-year-old woman's name, but honey, I love you. You are great. You're the greatest. This is what America's about. She is great. She played Clint Eastwood. Oh, my gosh. What a great story. And that's how guns protect lives and save lives. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. A great parting story. I won't be back till next week. I'm having surgery tomorrow. But you know what? Say some nice prayers for me. Nice prayers always help. Study after study shows, by the way, when people pray for someone, the outcome is better. There are actually studies that prove that. It's real. So say a nice prayer that my surgery's quick and it is perfect, and God's hands guide the surgeon's hands, and I make a quick recovery, and I'm back on Monday for all of you right here on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. God bless you. Wayne Allyn-Root. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.